word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Pastor C.J. Duffy. This is Dr. John Cooper, and we have an exciting broadcast for you.
Yes, we do. And Joe Joseph is so kind that he comes on our program to give you five, and it's called, you give me 5 minutes, I'll give you the news.
About what's happening in current events. This is the third part of a five-part series that is dynamite.
Amen.
I mean, you ought to just see what's going on. I tell you, he's from the Freedom Link, and he broadcasts a show from that, the Freedom Link, and this show is so in depth with what he's done with his news, and it's incredible.
Amen. And you know Joe Joseph is going to document everything he says. So if you have doubt about it, you just check it out. You'll find that he's right.
Here's Joe Joseph.
This is What's Your Tongue.
The other thing I was talking about is these rash of suicides lately. I don't know. I don't know if you've been looking at this. There's been a lot of suicides from people who have made some waves in their neck of the woods. Like, for example, the director of the new movie Gray State, By Consent or Conquest. It's about FEMA.
Now you've got a point right there.
Yeah, see, so David Crowley, his wife, Camille, and their 5-year-old daughter found dead in apparent murder-suicide.
Yes.
Yeah, and this, it has all the makings of, you know, somebody, they offed them. Same thing down in Argentina. In Argentina, there's a big high-profile case against Cristina Kirchner, the president of Argentina. Big scandal going on. A gentleman by the name of Alberto Nisman was set to speak before Parliament today, but he was found in his hotel of an apparent suicide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over in England right now, they have a pedophilia epidemic going on, and something that's been known to be going on for a very, very, very long time. And all of a sudden, the news cycle has shifted away from there, and a woman that was pivotal to the investigation into this pedophilia scandal answered the door, and somebody shot her at point-blank range, killing her and running away.
Yeah.
It's a good cover-up.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's unbelievable that these things, these scandals, this evil is being perpetrated without – it's almost – there's no form of redress or our ability to, you know, it's almost like we're
to investigate. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, yes. So who owns the media? Who's in control of the media?
There's six people that own the entire mainstream media.
But it's designed and controlled by the enemy.
Oh, of course.
That's one of the mountains of influence.
Yeah.
Sure. So being that he is the father of lies, he can go and have an assassination, really, and then just tell them it's suicide.
Sure. You know,
so it's easy to mock that because he's controlling the media. Just like John F. Kennedy, just like Robert Kennedy, just like all of these assassinations that we had in the mid-60s when one person over the CIA had three very influential members of the United States or believers of the United States, from Martin Luther King to John F. Kennedy to his brother Robert Kennedy.
That's right.
Edgar J. Hoover, president of the CIA.
Here's a quote from Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister of Nazi Germany. He says, if you tell a big enough lie and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state.
Yes.
Wow, that is true.
Yeah.
That proves it when they went to the moon.
Yeah.
our attorney general, what was her name some years ago?
Janet Reno.
She said that the Christian community and conservative Christians in particular our enemies to the state, to the nation, and that's been backed up by our president, our current president, and by others. And our current president has the capacity to tell a lie and stick with it.
Our president? Really? You think?
Yes,
get out of town, John. Really?
No, I tell you what, I've listened to him over and over and over again. You have too.
John, I'm full of hope and change, baby. Come on, what are you talking about? No, and we're not the only ones, by the way. You know?
I know it.
Look at the UK. Kev Baker.
Yeah.
I'm calling out to my fellow co-host Kev Baker, give him a shout out there in Scotland. He's dealing with it. You know, how about up in Canada? Yeah, you know, the Harper regime up there. Yeah, they're Canadian or Kanatistan. They're hurting just like we are.
Yeah.
Everybody's hurting, guys. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is, you know, because it's worldwide. Just
well,
about.
If you look at the word, it tells you what it is. And in the 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Sure.
Yeah. Said, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers.
That's why we at Watch Your Tongue Ministries is trying to inform the people what salvation is all about.
Yeah.
Joe, we try to tell them what it's about if they're not a Christian. We try to tell them what it's all about if they are a Christian. And we tell them so many things, so many blessings on one side that tells the people, lifts them up, they should realize what salvation is all about. Satan has sold them a lie that it, being a Christian is just going to church and giving money to the church. That's it. And this is one of those things that Satan has undermined our whole Christian nation, and our pastors have fallen for it.
Well, let me reiterate on that, what so-called Christians, when we are so divided, the Bible calls it carnal-minded.
Yes.
And if you look at Romans chapter 8, it says, are we back?
There you're back.
Okay, if you look at Romans chapter 8.
Guys, go ahead and reconnect for me one more time and let me know when you're good to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you guys go again. All right. So it's funny that they're talking about that, because in hour number two, if we can get a stable connection again. I want to.
Can you hear us?
Are you guys back again?
I'm back.
I hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, no, they've got to reconnect. We're going to get into Israel because John is a guy that's pro-Israel, and I got no problem with that. We can talk about that kind of stuff. I'm going to get into some of the historical aspects of Israel and why I don't really take that pro-Israel stance.
Yes.
Not that I don't like my fellow Hebrews over there, Jews, because the people of Israel are just fine. Don't think about that for – don't doubt it for a second. I've been over there. I know that they are just fine.
Yes.
They're good. They're just like us. And it's the power structure in their government, just like the power structure in our government, that have wreaked havoc and have caused a lot of problems. It's not the common folk, okay? The common folk are just like us. They're human beings, just like us. They're not the reptilians like some of those other ones.
Yes.
Okay, guys, are you there with me?
Yeah, so far. Current society has brought us to that point. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that a little bit more in hour number two.
You there now?
We're here now.
I can hear you.
Okay, very good. Yeah,
we'll work on our connection.
Okay,
for the next meeting.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, where were we?
Well, we were talking about a little about religion. I was talking about getting ready to talk about expose the church.
Yeah, by all means, go ahead.
And Christians, what so-called Christians? If you don't love, all of the laws of the prophets hang on two laws: loving God and loving your neighbor.
Right.
And when you have issues with your neighbor, you don't have what's called the love of God.
Right.
So what we've done is, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about when Paul was writing about, some say I am Apollos, some say I am a Paul. You know, are they both not ministers for Jesus Christ? He's talking about you having division and wrath and divisions in the church, the body. So let me put it in human terms, or our lay terms today. Some say I'm Baptist. Some say I'm Church of Christ. Some say I'm Pentecostal. So we've made a denominational wall, our covenant, instead of Jesus Christ. So being that we're all divided, we know that a divided house will fall. As a matter of fact, the most segregated hour in America is still 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, when you got all the blacks, you have all the blacks, all the whites, or Caucasians, all the Asians, and then all the Hispanics, all celebrating in tradition. When we got to learn to come together. Turn down denominational walls.
Oh, well, Pastor, there's no doubt about it. We have to embrace our humanity, guys.
Yeah. And all that, I'm sorry, Joe, when you get to heaven, is there going to be Baptist churches in heaven?
No.
How about Methodist?
No.
How about Catholic?
Yep. I mean, no.
How about Jewish? It's all going to be one. We're all going to be one people there.
No. They're all going to be mosques. Allah Akbar. Get out of town, you guys. Jeez Louise. No, I want to kind of expand a little bit on what CJ said, because I think it's pivotal to understand that if you have love for somebody,
yes,
then you have respect for somebody. And if you respect somebody, you're going to be more responsible, because you wouldn't want to encumber anybody else. You know, it's kind of like one of those things. So society can fix itself very simply just by embracing mutual respect and personal responsibility. If you just embrace those two, kumbaya, my lord. That's all I can say.
That's right. Yeah.
You know? Well, but I got news for you. I respect everybody. And I think that, like I said, our roads to the truth, a lot of them take a lot of different roads. I mean, it was 11 years ago, I was a drummer in a death metal band.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. So you could definitely, everybody takes a different path.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, but if your heart is seeking, that's the thing. Seek and ye shall find. I always, that always rings true. And especially here recently, it's been very powerful in my life.
Yeah. Joe, that's one of the things we're doing in Watch Your Tongue Ministry, is trying to inform the people enough that they can make rational decisions and let them know what is available, what's out there for them, why they should become a Christian and why they should not. And so we're just doing that so that they can understand what's going on. Of course, you know, our job as Christians is to witness.
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit's job to save people. So we're not going to save anyone. We're just going to tell them about Jesus. We're going to let them make their own decisions. And so making their own decisions, they will choose where they will spend eternity. When you think about it, Joe, there's only two families. When you're on your deathbed, there's only two families of value. One is the family of God. The other is the family of Satan. And when you get those two families, you're just a member of one of them or not. There's no in-between road. So when you make your choice and that last breath flees from you, my friend, I'm going to tell you right now, you have made a choice and you've decided where you're going when you die. Let me point one quick thing out.
Surely.
This is on the negative side now. The people need to realize the instant that they die and they have not accepted Jesus Christ, they will be hit by the death angel. He will come. He will literally rip their soul right out of their body, because they're not going to want to go. They're going to take them, and there's a lot of theology behind this, but they're going to take that person, drop him in the place called hell. And then when Jesus sets up the great white throne judgment, my friend, they're going to stand there, and they're going to see their books were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Therefore, they're going to see by their own works they didn't make it to heaven. They're going to be judged forever and ever and sentenced to the lake of fire, where they will spend eternity with Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. And believe me, that is not anything to look forward to.
See, let's get into it. So we've got about 6 minutes left or so before the break. And I've got a little bit of a different viewpoint on that. And I want to share it with you, because the concept of hell itself, to me, kind of doesn't sit right with me in God's character. You know what I mean? It's like when I look at God's character, he's always been consistent straight on through. And he promises life eternal to those who make it to the next level.
Definitely.
And it's supposed to be a gift, not something that would be eternal torment, I guess you could say. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
So when I think about it in those terms, I just wonder if it's not more of like a poof, goodbye, like burn up.
Oh, well, it could be.
That just seems to fit a little bit more. At least it's a little more enticing. So when he opens up that book, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
well.
My name's not there. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble. I tell you, you know, when you think about these things, people don't think about death. They think they're going to live forever. And they are. They are. Their soul is going to live forever, one place or the other. And the whole idea is to let them know what is available for them in the Christian circles. Why should they be saved? God has done so many things. He makes so many things available. One of them is prayer. For instance, have you thought about how much power is in prayer? And that's a privilege for the Christian.
Yeah.
The non-Christian doesn't have that privilege, just for the thing of prayer. Now, I know this, so sometimes Christians, some of these non-Christians are praying, and other Christians are praying for them, and they think their prayers were answered because that they were praying. Well, I hate to say this to them, but these other people were praying for them. God answered their prayers. Now, one of the things I've got to say is there's one thing God will say is, the prayer that you say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, is one God will listen to.
Yeah.
Well, let me, if I'm going to say something, I got to have scripture to go with it.
Knock it out. There you go.
So I don't, my belief means nothing.
Right, sure.
I'm going to believe what the scripture says.
Well, that doesn't change the truth, what we believe, right?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. No, it doesn't. So I'm not going to focus on where people are going to go or what they're going to do. I want to just get them to the truth so that we can all be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Then at the same time, he said in John chapter 12, verse 48, he said that the very scriptures that I have written will be your judge in the last day.
Yeah.
So it's the word. We've already been judged. See, here's what he told me in Ephesians 1 and 4. Even as I chose you before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame in loving him. So yeah. I know that what I believe, I've been handpicked. I'm just going to serve while I'm here and then go back home where I came from, because I'm not going to worry about eternal damnation, because that's not for me.
Right.
I've been chosen, and I know that. So I know that what Christ has done for me, God's not looking at me based on what I've done. He's looking at me based on what Jesus did for me. So I'm on my way, and I'm just stopping by so I can have fellowship with you while I'm here on vacation.
Amen. Before we go back home. Pastor, we're just passing through this whole world.
Yes,
you know that?
Yes.
Joe, we're just passing through. We're strangers and pilgrims and pastors of this whole world. The sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be.
See, let me tell you, the Holy Spirit's been talking to me lately.
Oh,
here a lot.
Amen.
And
amen.
It's very interesting. The information I've been praying a lot about, what, you know, what's our purpose here?
Yes.
That kind of thing. You know, what is existence really about? Because if everybody that knows and listens to this broadcast knows that I respect all beliefs.
Yes.
And no matter what you believe in, that's fine by me. I'll tell you what I believe.
Don't
and
take it personal. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly.
It's called free will, Joe.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Free will can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing.
Yes,
but it has its perks. And one of those things is, see, on this broadcast, I have people that come on and talked about. I've had people from the Tool Society come on and talk about astral projection and things like that. And that's fine. You go do what you want to do. But what the Holy Spirit told me was simply that. Our journey in this life is to master the flesh.
Yes.
We are here on this earth to master the flesh, to understand what unconditional love
preach
truly
it.
Is all about, because you cannot
preach that, brother.
Yeah, you can't exist. You can't go to heaven. You can't go to the next level unless you truly understand that, because love is the basis for everything, and
Amen.
You will not gain entry without it.
Oh,
it's just the way it is.
That's
you know?
That's,
so we
that's
have
it.
To love our fellow human beings. That's,
yes.
That's who we are, you know?
And if you don't love, I'm going to tell you what, God's going to know it.
There's no doubt about it. And let me tell you something. I have felt his energy and his vibe stronger and stronger. No, and it's been really cool. Hour number one's done. Hour number two's on the way. When we come back, talk a little bit about Israel.
Okay.
You're truly a blessing, my friend.
Oh, no. The party's just getting started, CJ. We'll be right at hour number two of the Freedom Link right here on Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. I am Joe Joseph, and this hour, again, I'm joined by C.J. Duffy and John Cooper of the hit TV show Watch Your Tongue out of Texas. You can also check out their YouTube channel, Watch Your Tongue, and the website on the way, www.watchyourtongue.tv. So, yes. Guys, great hour number one. We overcame some technical glitches, that's for sure. But now we get into the good stuff, the juicy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just came out today that, coincidentally, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is going to lead a trade mission to Israel.
Really?
Yeah, very interesting. Yet another presidential hopeful making their way to Israel, just like Ron Paul did, just like Mitt Romney did.
Yeah.
John McCain did, and they go put their little yarmulke on, and they go up to the Wailing Wall, and they go and they do their little dance, and put their little wishes inside the Wailing Wall and pray. What? Wailing Wall? Is that really the Temple Mount? A lot of people go there and they pray, and they bow and they worship and everything else. Yeah. And there's a lot of bad blood right now that the Dome of the Rock sits atop that.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. But the question, Joe, is the Dome of the Rock really setting on the original site? Titus, in AD 70, Titus came through and he completely destroyed everything.
He sowed
it with salt so nothing would ever grow there.
That's right.
And it was a many, many years before the Jews even got to come back and start rebuilding the city of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. No, very, very much so. As a matter of fact, it lies to the north, almost a mile to the north. And so when people are bowing at the Wailing Wall, they're actually worshiping a Roman fortress. That's Fortress Antonia.
I think you're right.
So they're bowing to Rome. That is what they're doing. See, that's part of the great deception that's going on about. And there's a lot of deception out there.
Yes.
Surrounding Israel. Not so much Israel as far as what the Bible talks about, because the Bible's Israel is not the nation state of Israel. It is Israel, his people. That's not just Jews.
Yes.
That's not just that's not how he rolls, you know? So that's one of the things that people need to really come to grips with, is that the nation of Israel, when you take a look at what happened and how it was formed, guys, there is a gentleman out of Scotland that put together these interesting news pieces over the course of, say, early 1900s up into the time that Israel was created. And one of the numbers that was always taught was 6 million. Okay, so say like in 1913, there was an article in the New York Times, and it talked about how there were 6 million displaced, starving Jews, European Jews. And then 10 years later, you'll see the number 6 million Jews show up in the in another publication, and it'll be Russian Jews. And it just goes on and on and on. But the number 6 million is in every single one of these pieces. Now, remember, mainstream media, it was bought and sold then, it is bought and sold now. So they're putting in these numbers, 6 million, 6 million, 6 million, 6 million. How many Jews died in the Holocaust?
6 million
Jews. They put that number 6 million in there for a reason. And the fact remains is that they don't really know how many Jews died in the Holocaust. A lot of people think that it was inflated. A lot of people say, well, it didn't happen at all. I throw the BS flag on that. I've seen enough people with tattoos of numbers on their skin and heard their stories to know that it existed and it was real.
Yes.
The fact that the numbers may be inflated, to me, is a moot point, except for the fact where it comes into the propaganda leading up to it. And what happened was, is after that, there was enough resources. There was actually funding drives to fund a nation state of Israel well prior to 1948. And all of that money came forward, and it was formed. But it wasn't under the context that the Bible says. Because if you remember the Bible basically, when God took away Israel, you know, from the Jews, it was forever. No more. You're not supposed to, no more rebuilding. No, bad, bad. And when they do, if they're going to reconstruct this thing, well, then you know the time is nigh.
Yes.
This is What's Your Tongue.
Wow. What a load of information without revelation. Information we can gather, but revelation comes from God.
Yes. Not only that, but Joe Joseph does such a good job of presenting things that are factual, and he will actually quote you the facts where he's getting it from.
Some of the things that he was talking about is some of the assassinations that are going on. Even we had some here in the United States under one regime that was under watch. Edgar J. Hoover, you had Martin Luther King, you had both Kennedys, Robert and John F. So I tell you, we really have to watch our tongue and everything we do. But well, I want to tell you about a special offer that we have.
Yes.
So get ready, get tuned.
This is What's Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory, by author Linda L., is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
You know, wasn't that a great offer that Linda L. has made to help support the ministry of the Watch Your Tongue?
Supporters is what we need. Listen, one of the greatest ways that you can support Watch Your Tongue is your prayers, because we need your prayers. Prayers are very vital for us reaching the United States and reaching the world. This is part of our process. Prayers are what we really, really need from you as our audience. But we also have supporters on other levels.
That's right.
We have silver, gold, and platinum supporters. Silver being $50 per month, gold being $75 per month, and platinum being $100 per month. We need those. But if you can't do that, whatever you do, whatever you send, will be vital to this ministry, because we want to help you.
That's right. Pastor, it's so important that people ask God what they would give to this ministry that we're going to see go all around the world. And I'll tell you what, it is so important that they do pray.
Yes. Well, let's pray for them right now, Doc.
Yes.
The audience, if you haven't accepted your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, say this quick prayer with me. Father, I thank you that I can give my heart to you. Lord, I want wisdom and knowledge of your word. James 1:5 says, if there's anyone lack wisdom, let him ask God.
That's right.
Lord, I pray that you just come into my heart and be all that I can be for you. Give me peace in my life. That's so important for all of us. Now, there's a scripture I want to leave you with, and it's coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 12, starting with verse 36. It says, but I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, you shall give account for on the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Winona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Your Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.